Now to close up. Quad bikes were the leading cause of farm deaths in Australia in 2015 for the fifth consecutive year. I spoke with Australian Centre for Agricultural Health and Safety Associate Professor Tony Lower. Tony, we've spoken about the risks associated with quad bikes, but the message doesn't seem to be sinking in. 15 people have been killed in quad bike accidents in the past 12 months. I think the saddest thing about this figure is that it's higher than the previous year.
Yes, unfortunately it is higher than recent years, and while we do get a little bit of fluctuation, one of the things we do want to see is obviously that number coming down year on year, and unfortunately this year that hasn't been the case.
There are many others that have survived these quad bike related accidents but have been left with lifelong injuries. The toll on a family and community is huge.
Certainly everyone that's listening would have a family member or know of someone that's unfortunately died in unfortunate circumstances, and that has a huge impact not just on the individual obviously but also their family and the broader community because they can't contribute to the normal activities within that community.
69 people lost their lives on farms last year. This is up from 54 in 2014, the previous year. Are we being too complacent? What do you think's behind this increase, Tony?
Well, I'm not sure that it's complacency, but we do have fluctuations from year to year, and hopefully this is a little bit of an aberration, and we'd like to see the numbers come down further, so we can't particularly pinpoint any one specific factor that has led to this increase in 2015.
And back onto quad bikes, we know that they are an essential farm tool. We can't get rid of them altogether. New South Wales and Queensland have both held coronial inquests into quad bike-related deaths. There are suggestions children under the age of 16 be banned from riding the vehicles, mandatory roll bars, improved safety rating systems, even licensing. Do you think any of these measures could indeed save lives?
Look, certainly there's a whole array of measures that can help to reduce both the death and the injury burden. But the first point of call really is making sure that the vehicle that you're using is fit for purpose. And unfortunately, the use of quad bikes, particularly in relation to carrying loads or passengers, it's an inappropriate vehicle for those sorts of activities. And having a better selection of vehicle will actually improve the safety and the safety outcomes.
Tony, what would be your advice for farmers that are using quad bikes on a day-to-day basis for their farming operations?
And look, clearly there'll be many producers that do need to continue using quad bikes, so there's a couple of key things. One is making sure that the vehicle is fitted with a crash protection device because that will help to reduce the chances of death in the circumstance of a rollover, but also making sure that the vehicle's in good operating condition, ensuring that children don't use quads of any size, making sure that people have relevant, a little bit of relevant training, and of course making sure that people wear a helmet because we do know that a third of the deaths involve injuries to the head.
All right, Tony, let's hope we can keep that figure down this year. Thanks so much for your time.
No drama.
Tony Lower there from the Australian Centre for Agricultural Health and Safety.